Good morning. It's Thursday, January 29th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, KMUW's Torin Anderson talks with Wichita artist Ann Resnick about her show in Salina. That's after the news. Today marks the one-year anniversary of a plane crash involving an American Airlines flight from Wichita to Washington, D.C. Flight 5342 was approaching the runway at Reagan National Airport last January when it collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 67 people died, including Wichita native Kia Duggins and several young figure skaters who were returning from a development camp held in Wichita. A community prayer service is scheduled for noon today at City Hall. A federal report presented this week did not find a single cause for the deadly collision, but blamed the crash on multiple systemic failures. President Donald Trump touted his tariffs as a way to make new trade deals and benefit farmers during a speech in Iowa earlier this week.
I've made new fair trade deals with countries covering half of all U.S. trade, scoring giant wins for the farmers, ranchers, and agricultural producers like no other president has ever done. That's why I got such a tremendous vote from the farmers, and I love you too. I do love you too.
Trump said tariffs allowed him to write a $12 billion check for farmers, but the money for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program comes from the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation Fund, not tariffs. Congress replenished the fund with nearly $14 billion through the continuing resolution passed in November. The Farmer Bridge Assistance Program aims to help farmers impacted by tariffs, high production costs, and low crop prices until stronger farm safety nets go into effect in October. Kansas Republican Ron Estes has filed for re-election in the Kansas House. Estes represents the 4th Congressional District, which includes the Wichita area. He was first elected to Congress in a special election in April of 2017. Estes won his past 4 elections and will try for a 5th full term. In the last election in 2024, he defeated Democrat Esau Freeman. Estes says his priorities include securing the border and lowering taxes. So far, he faces 2 Democratic challengers, Chris Carmichael and Ryan Gilbert. Parts of Kansas that are recovering from a major snowstorm are bracing for another round of below-freezing temperatures this weekend. Rachel Schnelly with KRPS reports on how it could impact one of the state's largest industries.
Nearly 6 million cattle are in Kansas ranches and cattle yards. Kansas State University researchers say the animal is largely adaptable to temperatures and weather changes. Wendy Powell with the Wildcat Extension District says ranchers should be most concerned with newborn calves during winter weather.
But we have to make for sure that they have windbreak and that we are ready to go to help them. That calf stay warm, making for sure our calving kit is ready to go, calf warmers, things like that.
Powell recommends farmers and ranchers make sure cattle have enough nutrient-dense hay and closely watch the weather for any severe changes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
Efforts are underway to improve how the Kansas City area handles rainwater and flooding. Celia Yopis-Jepson of Harvest Public Media has more.
Cities have long been designed to swiftly move water into storm drains, but this made street flooding and water pollution worse. So Kansas City, Missouri, Johnson County, Lawrence, and other governments collaborated to study modern best practices. Tom Jacobs with the Mid-America Regional Council says it's crucial to absorb more rainwater where it falls, with rain gardens and trees.
We used to say, we have to get rid of water because it's just a problem. And now we're saying, wait a minute, water's an asset.
The collaboration led to an updated stormwater guide that could help cities improve their municipal codes. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The Reed ICT Project will hold a book swap Saturday at the Evergreen Branch Library in North Wichita. The event is 3 to 4 at the library, which is at 25th Street North in Arkansas. People can bring any number of gently used books they no longer want and swap them with others. The event is open to everyone, and books are first come, first served. Reed ICT is an annual reading challenge organized by KMUW, the Wichita Eagle, and the Wichita Library. There's more information at kmuw.org/books. We'll be back after this.
Tomorrow on The Range, a team effort to help a young chimpanzee. Plus, a look at the legacy of German immigrants in Kansas. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. Portraits are a popular subject for artists, but a new exhibition by artist Ann Resnick goes a step further by exploring human personalities from the perspective of science and pseudoscience. Torin Anderson caught up with Resnick at the Salina Arts Center to talk about the two-part show.
Both of you guys seem so deep in thought. What are you guys doing?
Laying out this room.
Artist Ann Resnick is moving around large scrolls in preparation to adorn the walls of the Salina Art Center.
I feel like this project is kind of impossible to explain. There's so much detail.
That's Ksenia Gerstein, an independent curator. There are six works in the exhibition, but that does not begin to describe the scope of work on display.
But for me, it started with a conversation in 2023 when Anne was telling me this grand vision that she had. There's this practice called scrying, of like trying to see patterns and like look beyond the veil. It comes from the world of the occult.
Exhibiting these scrolls in 2025 was the impetus for their investigation, leading to the second part of the exhibition this year.
Anne had a vision of this being a preamble to this larger project called Tell Me What You Think of Me, which is what we're installing right now. Her vision was that for that project to happen, there would need to be a survey and participants and a kind of quasi or pseudoscientific process of interpreting data that we would collect from participants.
46 people took the survey, and through Resnick's processes, the interpreted results are on display.
So we found two psychologists, a sociologist, and a tarot reader, as an extended meditation on compatibility and how we think about human compatibility.
Gerstein leads me to the second room off the main gallery. On one wall are wood-framed, repetitive, but alternating design works on paper.
So they look like these elaborate, very lovely wallpaper designs, but embedded in each is the name of Myers-Briggs personality type. See? So this is an ISFP, and it's mirrored this way, and it's mirrored this way, and that's what creates the design.
And this work will reveal as much about the observer as it does the participants from last year's exhibit.
That it's such a perfect metaphor for sort of what the psychology of personality assessment at least promises. You can look at something, right, that looks like, oh, it's just wallpaper, it's background, it's beautiful, but inconsequential. But if you know that's the right thing to look for, right, there is this kind of knowledge and insight that opens up to you, and it tells you something meaningful about the person you're interacting with.
On the opposite wall is a handwriting analysis. In the next room are woodcrests with QR codes to professional analysis of the data. In the same room, but opposite, are light boxes similar to the scrolls in the main room. In all circumstances, the scope of the individual amongst the many is revealed. Back in the main gallery is a wall full of drawings.
And then this work, it's 158 individual drawings by 49 different artists, and it's called 20 Questions. We asked all the standard demographic data, or, you know, the kind of the very basic kind. We asked people's astrological signs, we asked them for a writing sample, we asked for their Myers-Briggs personality type, and we asked, what is your favorite plant, animal, and bird?
Resnick asked these questions to see who's compatible.
This is going to sound weird because it doesn't seem, you can't see that in all of this now, but the first question in my mind was, can we all just get along? Rodney King's question. And if we can't all get along, why can't we?
And she asked artist friends to participate in the show, and they're represented in the drawings of favorite plants, animals, and birds.
Maybe we can find some commonality in smaller things, like maybe we all have the same favorite bird. George Saunders did a great interview with the New York Times, and he quoted Chekhov about art doesn't have to give you the answer. Just has to finalize the questions. Just has to present the questions.
For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
On the latest episode of Into Music, Glenn Phillips of Toad the Wet Sprocket discusses a sense of gratitude.
27 years old, I'd seen the peak of my career at 25, and I was just not prepared psychologically, monetarily, none of it. It messed with my head.
That's Into Music every Thursday from KMUW. Find it at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.